But Danny was a troubled kid. For a homeless child, the streets of New York in the 1880s was a pretty rough place. The old Five Points district was a perfectly good slum before it crumbled into a swamp and served mostly as a dump. Mary worked for the Quaker Charities, and they asked her to help find a home for Danny, but there was nobody else who could take him. She asked Jack what he thought. Jack took one look at Danny. He knew they had to help. But Danny was a hard case. It took a long time and a lot of patience. Finally, Mary taught him to read, but that was a slow process. For hours, he would curl up and listen to Jack play the piano. Danny always said it was the music that really brought him into the world. Jack was very good with him. He'd correct him gently. He'd say things like, "Nobody's going to want to play chess with a 12-year-old who thinks the king can do anything he wants." Danny's first instrument was a beat-up old guitar, and he played that like a drum with strings for the longest time. Learning to play the guitar from two piano players gave his style some quirks. It's the drive of that old stride piano you can hear him reaching for. Instrument is just pieces of wood and steel, but when one string begins to ring with another, it changes something. It doesn't change time itself, but it changes the way we perceive time. It brings us to the moment, liberates us from anxiety, opens us up to transcendent joy. As Danny would say, you have to be present to play. And play that it is.